shot. We discovered this when the cruiser was later found drifting and inert, parsecs away. After capturing the cruiser, she had set the controls on the scout ship for evasion tactics and launched it. While we were all merrily chasing it, she simply let her ship drop behind the chase and vanished from the fleet. Her trail blurs there, though it is obvious she must have captured another ship. What this ship was and where she went in it was a complete mystery. Back in Corps headquarters, I found myself trying to explain this all to Inskit. He had a cold eye and hardened manner, and I found myself trying to justify my actions. "You can't win them all," I said. "I brought home your battleship and Pepe. May his personality rest in peace now that it has been erased. Angelina tricked me and got away, I'll admit that. But she did a much better job of fooling the boys in the Navy." "Why so much venom?" Inskip asked in an arid voice. "No one's accusing you of dereliction of duty. You sound like a man with a guilty conscience. You did a good job, a fine job, a great job for a first assignment." "You're doing it again," I howled, prodding my conscience to see how soft it is, by keeping him around. I pointed to Pepe Nero, who was sitting near us in the restaurant, eating slowly, mumbling to himself with vacant-eyed dullness. His old personality had been stripped from his mind and a new one implanted. Only the body remained of the old Pepe, who had loved Angelina and stolen a battleship. "The psychs are working on a new theory of body personality," Inskip said blandly. "So why not keep him around here under observation? If any of his criminal tendencies should develop in the new personality, we'll be in a wonderful spot to recruit him for the Corps." "Does he bother you?" "Not him," I snorted. "After the massacres he pulled for his psychotic girlfriend, you could grind him into hamburger for all I care. But he does remind me that she is still out there somewhere, free and planning new mischief. I want to go after her." "Well, you're not," Inskip said. "You've asked me before, and I have refused before. The topic is now closed. But I could..." "You could what?" He gave me a nasty chuckle. "Every law officer in the galaxy has a pick of her, and there is a continual search going on. How could you possibly do more than they are already doing?" "I couldn't, I guess," I grumbled. "So the hell with it, as you say." I pushed my plate away and stood and stretched as naturally as I could. "I'm going to get a large jug of liquid refreshment and go to my quarters and nurse my sorrows. You do that, and forget Angelina. Come to my office at 0900 hours tomorrow, and you better be sober." "Slave driver," I moaned, going out the door and turning down the hall towards the residence wing. As soon as I was out of sight, I took a side ramp that led to the spaceport. That's one lesson I had already learned from Angelina. When you have a plan, put it into action instantly. Don't let it lie around and get stale and have other people start thinking about it themselves. I was putting myself up against the shrewdest man in the business now, and the thought alone was enough to make me sweat. I was going against Inskip's direct orders, walking out on him and the Corps. Not really walking out, since I only wanted to finish the job I had started for them, but I was obviously the only one who would look at it that way. There were tools, gadgets, and a good deal of money in my quarters that would come in very handy on this job. I would just have to do without them. When Inskip started to think about my sudden conversion to his point of view, I wanted to be well away in space. A mechanic with a drag robot was pulling an agent's ship into place on the launching ramp. I stamped over and used my official voice. "Is that my ship?" "No, sir. It's for Full Agent Nielsen. There he is, coming up now. Check with Central Control, will you? It's going to be a rush no matter how we handle it." "No job, Jimmy?" Ove asked as he came up. I nodded and watched the mechanic until he vanished around the corner. "Same old business," I said. "And how's your tennis game coming?" I asked, lifting my hand with an imaginary racket. "Getting better all the time," he said, turning his head to look at his ship. "I'll teach you a new stroke," I said, bringing my hand down sharply and catching him on the side of the neck with the straightened edge. He folded without a sound,